ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Dalet. Gemara starts off with a question, at least in the daf Samech Gimel and Beis in the bottom, that if a Yid is hired out to break Yai Nesech, barrels of Yayin Esach, and to get rid of the Yayin Esach, is it Schar Mutter B'Diyevet? We Rashi learns the Gemara's question, is it Schar Mutter B'Diyevet? What's the Tzad? Came in the right to be Kiyumay Aser, because he wants the Yayin Esach to be around, so that he can make money from it. Therefore, it should be Aser. Eidil Makol L'Me'utei Tifla Shapir Dami, because he's getting rid of the Avodah Zarah, of the Yayin Esach, so that's better than the right to be Kiyumay. Rashi explains the Gemara's question is a question of Bidiyevit, can he use the schar? Is it usher from the din of our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Yishbor v'tavoy alav bracha. It's good that he's doing by breaking. So it's mashma, lehedyan, also clear in Hemshecha Gemara, that it's mutter even lechatchila. From the Gemara's right, from Kilayim, says that you're allowed to do it. And the Chassam Sefer speaks that out. The maskar of the Gemara was that it's even mutter lechatchila, because it's lemutei tifla. So we have a couple topics here. So one, we have the topic of Reitza Dikiyumai, and also the topic, the heter of Lamutei Tifla. The question, why Lamutei Tifla is better than Reitza Dikiyumai. So let's go one by one. First, with the Din Iker Isir, it's before that, here, in Holam Shechasugya, there's an Isir called to be Reitza Dikiyumai of Yai Nesach. So where does this Isir come from? Rashi and Samach Dalag Meralef Tivir Maschel Rabbanon. Rashi says, "Avo Yain Nesach Da Asher Liya Israel to Bikiu Man Di Israel Mitzuvah Levatel Avodas Kechavim Vitashmi Yisheha." So Rashi says that it's learned from the fact that Israel has taken rid of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, also can't be right to Bikiu Man of Avodah Zarah. So from Riata, one might think that this is an Isser Del Raisa. This is a right to Bikiu Man because you have to get rid of Avodah Zarah. However, the Ritva earlier on Daf Samech Beis, in the beginning of the Perek, the Ritva says that this is only Isser Drabanan, this is Din of Reitza B'Kiyumai. The Pri Chadash in Erech Chaim, Simin Tof Nun, proves that point, that all it is an Isser Drabanan. Proves it from our Sugya. The Sugya, at the end of the Amud, where it talks about a Ger and his brother that are coming to be Yerish, their father, and the Ger says to his brother, the Goy, that you take the Ayin Nesech, and I'll take Peiros. The Mara wants to bring a right from there that's not called right to Bikiyumai. The Mara says, no, it could be that it is called right to Bikiyumai. But Shani Yerushas Hager, Diakilu Barabanan. Zerushami Yachshar Lekil Kulai. Even though this might be by two other people, this might be called right to Bikiyumai, but by Ger, Chazawar Mekel, Shami Yachshar Lekil Kulai. Maybe the Ger will go back to acting like a guy. Says the Prichadosh, if right to Bikiyumai would be it in Diaraisa, then the Rabbanan would not be Mekel. Elamai, it's clear that the whole din of Reitz and Bikiyumai is only a din derabbanan. Oh. The Ramban says that from this din of Reitz and Bikiyumai, Ramban says, brings a riot to this, that it's not only if Yisrael is making money for it, but even Bechinam, even for free. If the guy says, can you watch my wine for a few minutes, so the Yisrael can't watch it. Because number one, the guy will be machzik toiva to you, if his wine was watched properly, and if it's not, if he comes back and it's not there, it's broken, he'll have tainas on you. So the Yisrael wants that the Yai Nesach should stay around, and even therefore the Ramban says that even for free, if you're not making money on the deal, it's still usher to be dealing with Yai Nesach in a way that you want the Yai Nesach to be around. Therefore the Ramban says also that one can more pashut. And one cannot be a saramashkim for a goy, because he's right to be kuma of the Ayin Esach. So I know in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, it's before that Nehemiah was the saramashkim of Melech Bavel. Maybe there was a heter of pikuach nefesh. You have to know. But the Ramban says here it's clear that Yisrael is not allowed to be a saramashkim of a goy. The sin of the Ramban is brought down. Our whole sugya and the sin of the Ramban is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Yerdei Kufam and Gimel, Sif Hei and Sif Dalet, that you can't pour for Goy Yai Nesach, and even Bechinam you can't watch Yai Nesach. The Pischei Tshuva says there in Sif Katan Aleph, that he brings from the Ber, from the Berhetiv of the Marit, that and the Radvaz, the Roy Lahachem Rebbe Zeh Afilu B'Stam Yenom. Even the Stam Yenom of Goyim, one should be careful not to be right to be Kuma in any way. And even for free, this can have numerous nafkaminas. Akoponim, that is the Isser of Stam Yenom. And that's Isser of Reitza Bikiyumai, which the Ritva and the Prichadosh tell us that this is an Isser Drabanan. Rashi is explaining just the reason what the Kpei the Dafka by Yayin Netzach, that there's an inyan of Reitza Bikiyumai. The Gemara says by Kilayim, Fidechachomim, there is no problem of Reitza Bikiyumai. Why Dafka Yayin Netzach? Just because the Torah is Machmir and Avodah Zarah Misham Sheol, that you have to get rid of them. So even though right now you can't actually be Mevatal it. This belongs to the Goy. I have no Hechitimse in here, in today, to get rid of this Yai Netzach of the Goy. So even though I can't actually be Mekayim Amitzah, I'm getting rid of the Yai Netzach itself, but at least I should not be right to be Kiyumai. But that is an Nisr Drabonon, to not be right to be right to be Kiyumai is only Nisr Drabonon. A couple other points in this din of right to be Kiyumai. There's a taste earlier on in the Vlamid Beis, Tivri Maschel Vaha. Taisa deals with whether the Isser Reitza B'Kiyumai applies only when the Isser is Be'en, even when the Isser is not Be'en. If you have barrels that are Nivla and Nam Yai Nesach, can you use these barrels or not? In a case where there's no problem of Bliyas into the food that you're putting in, we can use the barrels. So Maskana Taisa is that it's Mutter. There's no problem of Reitza B'Kiyumai when the Isser is not Be'en. So if your taste concludes, Mikan Potsak Rabbeinu Tam, Dekderis Habluas Mibasar B'Cholav, Aideshin is Pasha Bohen, therefore, not this applies not only to Avodah Zarah, but also to Basar B'Cholav or Chametz on Pesach, and because the Isser is not Be'en, so therefore there's no problem of Reitza B'Kiyumai, and therefore you can use the Kederis in a way that there's no problem of Blias, but you use a Dover Yavish, not a Dover Lach. There's no problem of Blias, so it's Mutter. The Prichadosh there in Erechaim Tafnun says that it's Mashmentesis, that if the Isser would be Be'en, it would be Osir by Basar B'Cholav and Chametz and Pesach. Says the Prichadosh, why? Why is it different than Kilayim? Only by Avodah Zarah we have the din of Reitza B'Kiyumai, like Rashi says, because you have to get rid of it. Mashenkin in a place where there's no din to get rid of it. So by Basar B'Cholav and Chametz and Pesach, there's no din to get rid of it. So why should there be a din of Reitza B'Kiyumai? Even though in Chametz and Pesach, we're mitzuvah in Tashpisu to get rid of Chametz. But the Chametz of a Goy, the Gemara says, there's no mitzvah for me to get rid of the Goy's Chametz and Pesach. I can let the Goy have Chametz and Pesach. Says the Prichadosh, therefore, Min HaSvara, he holds that there's no problem of Reitza B'Kiyumai by Chametz and Pesach. So there, the Torah, Tafnun, brings that it's Usher. There is no Reitza B'Kiyumai in Chametz and Pesach. We're in this taste over here. The Prichadosh says he doesn't understand why. Haray, there's no din to get rid of it. Lemaisa, one could say that the etzim, the anchametz, it's even an etzah, the gabe chametz, that it's true, anam mitzuvah to get rid of the chametz of a goy. Now the Torah wasn't mitzavah to me. But that could be because it belongs to a goy. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that chametz and pesach, hakol mitzuvah nolav levaroi. By Yisrael, chametz and pesach, I have to get rid of the chametz wherever it is, not only my chametz. The din of Tashvisu does not only apply to the person's own chametz, it seems, rather also to someone else's chametz. The chametz of Yisrael, I have to get rid of it on Pesach. If I know that it exists, and I could, I have to get rid of it. By a goy, that there wasn't mitzavah miyakid ekach that applies to a goy. But because this chametz is something that's supposed to be chametz in by Yisrael, something that's supposed to be gotten rid of, therefore, I can't be right to be kiyumai of chametz. At least we can understand. Prichadosh holds not that way, but Tesis and Natur hold that it does apply. But Basar B'Cholav is for sure a Dover Mechudish. This Tesis. You never find anywhere there's a din to get rid of Basar B'Cholav. And still, Tesis holds there's a din of Reitza B'Kiyumai. Ma'ashna Mechilayim. If Kilayim there's no din of Reitza B'Kiyumai, why by Basar B'Cholav is there a din of Reitza B'Kiyumai? That's one point. How does this Isser apply to other things besides Avodah Zarah? The opinion of the Tur and Taisis is that it applies to Chametz and Pesach. And Taisis himself goes one step further to apply even to Basar B'Cholav. And the Prichadosh argues on both of these Chidushim. One last point about the general din of Reitz Bikiyumai. It's an interesting question that the Chassam Sefer brings. Sefer in Chaim Zimin Kuf Chav Ches brings that his Shver, Biki Veger, asked the Chavazas, asked the Baal, the Nesivis, that why is there no Isser of, why is the Chaver Kadisha allowed to take money for burying a mace? A mace is Aser Bahana, and it's also Aser Bahana, and we have to get rid of it, we have to bury it. We can't leave a mace around. So it's similar to Avodah Zarah, that you have to get rid of it. It's because you have to get rid of the mace. So, and it's Aser Bahana, so why are you allowed to take Schar for burying a mace? That was a question that Kager asked the Chavis Das. And the Chassam Sefer brings that the Chavis Das answered that the Heter is because Lemu'ute Tifla Shapir Dami. So much of what the Gemara said by us, that it's true, it's a problem of Reitz Bikiyumai, but if it's getting rid of something that we're supposed to get rid of, so that's better than the Isser of Reitz Bikiyumai. So also over here, the mace, it's true that it's really, you can't be Reitz Bikiyumai of a mace. But if we're paying someone to get rid of the mace to bury him, so shop your dummy. That's what the Nesiva says. It's fascinating that Nesiva said that this could be called the mute tifla. The mace is like a tifla. But if it's, but a comment that if there's a problem of right to the cumin means we don't want to have the mace around, so he held that it's also called the mute tifla. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri and Seif Hilchos Ovel asks on this territory of the Nesivas, says that works for burying the mace. But how does it work for a person who's shomer the mace? If the person dies by night and we're burying him the next day, so we give money also to a shomer. And there, it's not lemute tifla. So there we also have the question that the avad of the shomer is right to the kumai. He's making money because the mace is around you right now. So then we still have the question of Kriger, and there we do not have the teretz of the chassam sefer, of the chavis das, the lemute tifla. So the Chassam Sefer says on this question that if I would have been there, I would have had a different answer to the question. What's the answer of the Chassam Sefer? Tadavke heichi the right to be kiyumay aser mitam choymer ha'israhu azcharei aser. The reason that it's right to be kiyumay aser is because of the iser. The Avodah Zarah is so aser that you have to get rid of it. So because its iser is so chomer that it needs to be gotten rid of, that's why there's a problem of right to be kiyumay. It says the Chassam Sefer, av ha'meis, the reason we have to bury a mace, says the Chassam Sefer, is not because he's Aser Bahana. A lot of other things are also Aser Bahana, we don't have to bury them. The reason we have to bury a mace is Mishum Kavada mace, for the mace to get Kapara. The person gets Kapara only once he's buried. So the necessity of getting rid of the mace is not because of the Aser Hana Shebay. If a mace would be Aser Bahana and there'd be no Indian of Bizayan or Kapara, we wouldn't bury him. And Mitzad Sheni, the fact that we're burying the mace is unrelated to the fact that he's Aser Bahana. We're burying the mace because of the Indian of Bizayan or Kapara. So now we never find a right to the Gyumai. When the problem of right to the Gyumai is Aser Bahana of the Yayin Nesech goes so far that it even requires me to get rid of it. The isra of it is so vight that number one, you can't be nene, and number two, you have to get rid of it. So therefore, you can't even want it, because wanting it is also that the isra is meinemu to want it also. That's isra. That's in the rights of the kumai. But the din that I have to get rid of the mace is not because of his isra. So the isra exists independently. So the din of kvura mace is not related to the isra. So that is no problem of rights of the kumai. That's the chiluk of the Chassam Sefer, a very clear chiluk. Why this din of Reitz Bikiyumai does not apply to a mace. Rav Shach, in the end of Hilchos Avel, has another teretz. Rav Shach has a very clear chiluk, very clear teretz. It's a question of why the Gedolei Achronim did not say this teretz. Rav Shach says the whole din of Reitz Bikiyumai is because we want the Avodah Zarah should not be here. There's no meaning in how to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. We want the Avodah Zarah, the Yayin Nesach, should not be around. It's, for our purposes, there's no difference whether the Yid goes and breaks the barrel of the Yayin Nesach and it spills to the ground, whether the barrel breaks on its own, whether it gets burnt up. The point is that Avodah Zarah should not be here. So, and because we want that Avodah Zarah should not be here, so you can't be right to the kiyumay of the Avodah Zarah or the Yayin Nesach. Mashengin by a mace, the point isn't that the mace should not be here. if the mace would disappear, if the mace would get burned up, it would be geferlich. We don't want the mace shouldn't be around. We want that the mace should be buried. There's a unique inyan in the mace being buried. So the point isn't that we don't want the mace here. So I it's not that I have to get rid of the mace. And kfur is just hechetim, so I have to get rid of him. No. I don't want to get rid of the mace bichlal. I want that it should be niskayim kfura by him. So, and that there's no din of right to the kiyumai, that you can't want it. You can't want the thing to be here. By when the tachlis of the thing is to not be around, so you're not allowed to want it to be around. But when tachlis of the mace is to be niskayim in it, assert a unique inyan of kavura, which is for his purpose that he should be here. So it's not called that a right to the kiyumai bichlal. So there's a different point than the Chacham Sofer. The Chacham Sofer said that the Itzer Hanoah of the mace is unrelated to the Din of Kfura. So the Din of Kfura is not coming from his Itzer Hanoah. That was what the Chacham Sofer said. But Rav Shach is saying a different point, that by mace, it's not bichlal the Indian of Reitzer B'Kiyumai. There's no Indian of the mace that he shouldn't be around. The Indian of the mace is that he should be buried. That's a unique Indian that should happen by him. There's no problem in general that he shouldn't be around. So in this bichlal, we don't have the Indian of Reitzer B'Kiyumai. One final teretz that I heard on this kasha, of that figure's kasha, that why by a mace is no in, is there a heter to bury it to get make money for the mace? There's no problem of right to bik yumai. I heard numerous years ago from Chatzko Kohen, one of the Iluim of the Yeshiva Smir, that he said there are two types of Yisuri Hana. Most Yisuri Hana that we have, Avodah Zarah, Basar B'Cholov, Kili HaKerem, most types of Yisuri Hana is because the thing is so mos, it's so problematic, it's so disgusting, so therefore the Torah assured it. And not only did it assert it in Achila, it also assured it in Hana. But it's based on the fact that this is something that you have to get rid of because of its how far and problematic it is in this object. So that's one type of Isra Hana. There's another type of Isra Hana. For instance, Hektish. Hektish is Asr Bahana. Or a mace is Asr Bahana. Chatzko said that these Isuri Hana is not because of how problematic and how disgusting they are. That's why the Torah Asr them. There's no problems really with a mace or with Hektish. What the Isur Hana in these things is because of their Yichud, because of their Kedusha, because of their uniqueness in them. It's they should be used only for what they're supposed to be used for, and not for other purposes. Hektish is supposed to be used for the Beis HaMikdash, or to bring karbonis. I can't use it for my own needs. A mace, because he's an Adam Yisrael who now died, so I can't look at him like an object and use parts of him for my own needs. No, he's Asr Bahana. So he said a very, very good svara, that the whole Indian of Reitzer B'Kiyumai only exists in types of Yisurim where the Isur is because of their muse, because there's something wrong about them. So then we understand that the Isra Hana in them is not only doesn't only apply to actually using them. You can't even want them. You can't even want to have them around, because they're so problematic, you can't want them to have around. So in there, Rashi said a chiluk, that not all Isra Hana applies only when the Torah also asers them to be around, that we're mitzvah to get rid of them. But the Yisayin HaDavar of Yiroi Tzidik Yumai only starts on types of Isurim, which are Asr Machmas, their Richuk, and their Mius, some problem in the Heftza. So then you also, that also includes that you can't want to have it. But the Mashal Hektish. Hektish is a problem of Reitzer B'Kiyumai. You can't, Hektish is Asr Bahana. So there we could start asking a question, maybe with Hektish there's also a problem of Reitzer B'Kiyumai. You can't want to have Hektish. Chas V'Shalom. About it, Hektish is a tremendous Tzorech. We don't want to get rid of Hektish in any way. And that there would be no welcome to think to Asr because of Reitzer B'Kiyumai. So who are then a mace, said Rabbi Chatzko? A mace, even though a mace is Asr Bahana, it's not because of his mius, there's some problem in the mace. It's because that his kilu, the kedusha and the yichud of what he is and what he was, that's what forbids me from using it for my own needs. But there's no problem with raising the gyumah. I could want to have a mace around. It's true you can't stop have a mace around because he has a mitzvah of kavura. So you can't leave him around in the house. But the etzem fact that you want the mace to be around, That there's no problem bichlal in these types of Yisuri Hana. Very, very geshmak echiluk. But the Achronim did not say this chiluk. They all said their own reasons. Rekeger didn't say reason. He asked the question. The Chavis Das and the Chassam Sefer. Everyone said a different chilukim between a mace and Avodah Zarah. This is all about the general Isser of Reitzah Dikiyuma. Now we get to the Gemara. The Gemara had a question: are you allowed to break Yayin Esach? Are you allowed to get paid for breaking Yayin Esach because you're Reitzah Dikiyuma? You might say you're making money off of the Yayin Esach. Mitzacheni Lemutei Tifla Adif. Chop your dummy. And that answer, that was the question. And Rav Nachman said, Yishbar v'tovei olav bracha. Nachman said that no, that it's taka, it's not only the schar mutter b'diyevin, but even the chatchila it's mutter. Because lemutei tifla is better than reitzah dikiyumai. So b'pshutei, the Gemara means that you have like two things going head in head. You have to make a decision which one of them is better. Mitzad echad, I could get rid of Yayin Esach, which is a good thing. But in the process, I'm also being right to the Kiyumai. So we have to weigh the two values here at hand, which one of them is more important. And Chazal decided that Lamutei Tifla has more importance than right to the Kiyumai. Like we have many places in Shas where we weigh two things, Asay Deicha Leis Asay, Asay Deicha Asay. We have two things coming to me, and we have to decide which one of them is more Chashiv, and I have to choose one over the other. That's Bipshuta, the Nidin of the Gemara. If we learn that way, which is the Pasha way to learn, why is Taka Lemutei Tifla better than Reitzah Dikiyumai? The founder in the statement that he explains that the idea of Lemutei Tifla is, it's, he says, it's Me'ein Mitzvah Derabin. The accomplishment in getting rid of Yayin Esach is not pratistic, it's not only for this person. It's the Tzerich of Klal Yisrael that there shouldn't be, that to minimize Avodah Zarah and Yayin Esach as much as possible. They're all Yisurim. It's to get rid of Yisurim is we look at it as being an accomplishment, not only for the individual, but rather for the Tzibur. But Sheein Kin writes to Mikiyumah, he says, is really my individual Isser. I cannot be, it's forbidden for me to be right to Mikiyumah. It's forbidden for each and every individual to want the Yayin Esach to be around. But the person here who's breaking the barrels of Yayin Esach and getting rid of them, he individually wants the Yayin Esach to be here for him to make money. But what he's accomplishing is not only a personal accomplishment, but it's an accomplishment for the Toivas HaTzibur, the Toivas HaKlal. So that's why Lemutei Tifla is better than Reitzah Dikiyumai. But as you said, the Pasuk Shalom in the Gemara is that we're deciding which of these two things is more important for us. Is it better for us to get rid of the Yayin Esach and in the process you're right to the Kiyumai, or it's better that you should not be right to the Kiyumai? So we decided which of them has more importance to us. And therefore that the Inyan of Lemutei Tifla is Doiche the Inyan of right to the Kiyumai. That's the Pasuk Shalom in the Gemara. However, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, in Siv Zayin, when he brings down the Inyan of our Gemara, so the way the Beis Yosef reads words of the Gemara is the following. Again, the Bishesim says that it's not us of right to Bikiyumai only when you want it to give it back to the owner or to sell it. But if it's Reitzah Dikiyumai, in order to destroy it, Loichashiv Reitzah Dikiyumai. It's Bechala called Reitzah Dikiyumai. And he says a much deeper understanding than Gemara. Gemara isn't saying why we choose one over the other. No. The Reitzah Dikiyumai is when I actually want the existence of the Yayin Esach. When I want it to continue existing. Here, it's true that I do want it to exist for a few minutes while I break it. But the end result is that why Yayin Esach should be spilled out, should be gotten rid of. So we don't look at the means, rather we look at the ends. The Reitzah Dikiyumai, if the goal of the Reitzah Dikiyumai for the short term is in the long term to get rid of the Yayin Esach, we have it. I want it to be here for a few more minutes, today that it should not be here forever, today that I should destroy it, that's not called Reitzah Dikiyumai b'chlal. So that's why it's mut. Very gishmak of Shana the Gemara. That's what the Beis Yosef learns. But the Pri Yitzchak says that it's a little bit too gishmak. You can't learn the Gemara this way, Lachaira. Why not? Because the Gemara brings a riot to the Yisrael of Rav Nachman, that Lemutei Tifla, Shapir Dami, the Gemara brings a riot from Kilayim. So at the beginning of the Gemara, the riot was from going to Meshitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Osir to be Mekayim Kilayim. And yet we see that when you want to be oiker, the key line, so it's mutter. So we see that the mutte tifla is sharp your dummy. That's the marissa. The marissa, no, there's no rise over Rebbe Akiva. It could be going in the chachamit. But if it's one of the chachamit's pashut, so marissa says, we're going to shoot Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds you can't give a matnas chinam to a guy. And we're talking about that you're doing it for free. So l'chayra, you're giving a matnas chinam, you're working for free. So we see that the mutte tifla, shop your dummy, that the mutte tifla makes it, is, allows us to give a matnas chinam to the guy. So at the end of the day, the right to the Yisrael of Rav Nachman is from the din of matnas chinam. When you're doing it lamutei tifla, so it's manchad yisra of leitzachanim. Just like here, lamutei tifla is manchad the prada roitzi b'kiyumai. So then lamutei tifla is manchad leitzachanim. It says the Pri Yitzchak, if you the Beis Yosef, there's no raya. Beis Yosef learned that here there's a unique svara why it's not called lamutei tifla, why it's not called roitzi b'kiyumai. Because Rei Tzedek Yumai, if in the long term you're getting rid of it, that's not called the Rei Tzedek Yumai. That unique Svara only applies to Yayin Nesach. But in the case over there, you're still giving a Matnas Chinam to the guy. You're still working for him for free. You're giving a Matnas Chinam. Just when we on the scale, we have to weigh the two things, Matnas Chinam and Lamutei Tifla. So Lamutei Tifla has more importance to us than Matnas Chinam. That's fine when you're over there, but that's not the pshat by here. You still don't bring a right. Here we want to be matir in a more unique way. That's only shaykh by yai nesach. That if you're doing it to get rid of it, if you write to the kiyumai in order to get rid of it, then it's not called write to the kiyumai. So that we don't have a raya to from the din of kilai. So it's a big question on the Beis Yosef. So the Pri Yitzchak learns that. There were two reasons in the two tzedakim in the Gemara to be matir. When the Rav Chiya bar Ami originally asked the question, so the lashon was kol lamutei tifla shapir dummy. It means one side was that right to b'kiyumai, so it's aser. The other side that is because it's lamutei tifla, so it's not called right to b'kiyumai. Because he was explaining the first that started amurayim to be matir was that if it's lamutei tifla, then it's not bichlal called right to b'kiyumai. That was what their side was. And then Rav Nachman came with a different answer. Yishbar v'tavoy alav bracha. So the Q is that tavoy alav bracha, meaning don't be worried that you're doing an isser of reitzi b'kiyumai. No. Mitzad sheni, you're getting lamutei tifla, and you're gonna get a bracha for the lamutei tifla. So even though you're right, you're being madche the isser of reitzi b'kiyumai, but mitzad sheni, you're getting a better thing, which is called lamutei tifla. So the Beis Yosef wasn't actually explaining Rav Nachman. He was explaining the Tzad of Amurayim before Rav Nachman that asked the question that I wanted to be Mekel. It's a creative way of reading the words of the Beis Yosef, as the Pri Yitzchak himself points out, but the Chaim Rakusha, that we have to learn in the Beis Yosef. Some other points here in this Gemara. First about the Icarus of Mekayim Kilayim. The Rebbe Kiva holds that Mekayim Kilayim is Aser, and that's what the Gemara originally wanted to say, that the Brais is only Rabbi Akiva, and if we see that Lamutei Tifla is matched with Isra of Mekayim Kilayim, then it also works Lagabe Yai Nesach. So Taisus here brings a Machlikus between Taisus and the Aruch, that when getting Malkus according to Rabbi Akiva. Taisus brings the opinion of the Aruch that Rabbi Akiva holds a Lav Sheiv Maisa Loikinov. Because L'chayar in Mekayim Kilayim is done with Adam Maisa. You just want it to be around. So the Aruch says, and Rabbi Kiva says, you're Malkus because Rabbi Kiva holds a lav shein b'maisa loikinov. But Taisus says not that way. Taisus brings a raya that Rabbi Kiva holds a lav shein b'maisa ain loikinov. Therefore, Taisus agrees to what Rashi says, that when Mekayim Kilayim, according to Rabbi Kiva, to get Malkus, needs an act. Rashi says, also I'm siyag, the gadr b'koitzim, kadei l'kaimon. You need some sort of act that shows you're doing something to improve or to watch the gidul of the kilayim. Only with that is it called an maisa of reitzah b'kiyum of the kilayim. Without a maisa, you don't get malchus. So b'pshuta, what that means is that even according to Taisus, avada, there's an isser when you do it without a maisa. Just it's an isser that doesn't get malchus. Like always the klal that lav she'ein of a maisa that ain't like in a love is a rule in malchus. In order to get malchus, you need to have an act. So Mar learns out from the fact that Malkus is written next to the din of Leis Tachsoim, which is the last sheish by Maisa. So the Torah gave a klal, even though there are 365 lavin, and all of them are usher, but not you don't always get malchus for them. If it's done without an act, then you don't get malchus. And the Aruch says that Rabbi Akiva has an opinion that even Allah Shein B'mayis and a like enough. So the whole machlokes, the Aruch and Taisus is whether you get malchus or not by Mekayim Kilayim without an act. But everyone agrees that it is an Isser. That's what we would think. But then Taisus goes on to say something very difficult to understand. Taisus asks the following. Vim Taisus your master Rebbe. Taisus asks in the middle of the Taisus. Vim Taimar. Heich sakadaitich lo'echiech belakor haya Isser ilav mutei tifla. Tishiroi tzibiki yuban kadeli stakir. Midosar. L'kayim. The Gemara wants to bring a proof that for the fact that it's mutter to be oiker, even though Mekayim Kilayim is Aser, so who adin, we learn to Yayin Esech, that Mutei Tifla takes precedence over Reitzibik Yumai, asks Taisus, how can we bring that Raya? Hasim Waisim Maisa B'Iser, Sh'ois HaGeder, Abavacha Inkan Maisa Klal B'Iser. Says Taisus, that the only time that we find that Rabbi Akiva holds that Mekayim Kilayim is an Iser, so you're doing a Maisa, like making a fence. But here, well, you're not doing any maisa in the kilayim. So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no iser bichlal. So that's why you're allowed to do it. You can't bring a raya that lemutei tifla is mutter. No, the reason the heter is not because of lemutei tifla. The heter is because you're not doing any act. That's Taisa's question. And Taisa's answer is that machshavtei mashi le maisa came to you as maisa lebasayt kashu aikra. That it's true right now that the only issue you have is in your machshava, but because you're doing an act based on your machshava, then you're being oiker b'kilayim because you're making money for being oiker b'kilayim. So that shows that you're also your machshava was to want the kilayim. So that's also like an act. And the Taisa says clear in the answer. But you're not oiker. And ain't oiker. Ain't oiver. Kevin she ain't oisa shum maisa she nicker boy. You just don't want the kilayim to be around. You're not doing any act of the chlo. There's no Isser B'chlal. The Taisus doesn't stem with the beginning. Rabbi Kveger in the Ilyon Hashas asks, the Taisus beforehand, the whole question between Taisus and the Aruch is whether La Shein B'Maisa Likin Olav or Ain Likin Olav. But everyone agrees that it's Aser. And here Taisus and Mavur, they know that if you don't do any act, then you're not over B'chlal. If there's an Isser, just an Isser Shein B'Malkis, that'd also be a fine riot to the Gemara. If there's an Isser to be Mekayim Kilayim, even just you don't get Malkus for that Isser, and here we allowed you to do it, so we see that L'mu'utei Tifl Adif. So it's very, very difficult. So the Chazon Ish in Kilayim, Simen Beis, Sifkotin Yir Aleph, Chazon Ish says, it's Kedarka, it's very Mekatzer, but the Chazon Ish says, really, there are two parts to the Taisus, and there are no Shaychus. Says the Chazon Ish the following, that the Isser of Mekayim Kilayim is normally referring to the person in his own fields. I see kilayim growing in my field. So the fact that I leave it there and I didn't get rid of it, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's an Isser. And this, there's an Isser even though you don't do a Maisa. You just see the kilayim and you're happy with it and you're not doing anything to get rid of it. That's already called an Isser. According to the Aruch, you get Malkus, because according to his opinion, Akiva holds Lashim and Maisa like in a love. According to Taisus, Lashim and Maisa ain't like in a love. So it's an Isser without Malkus. But it's for sure an Isser, because you want the Kilayim. But as a Chazon Ish, I'm just taking a walk, and I see Kilayim growing in someone else's field. And I say, wow, that's great. So I'm not ever an Isser, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Mekayim Kilayim has to be that some, the fact that I, by allowing it to grow, so I'm responsible for the Kilayim. That makes me, even though I didn't plant the Kilayim, it grew on its own, but because the Kilayim is growing in my field, and I'm allowing that to happen, so that gives me a level of responsibility for the growth of the kilayim. So that connects me to the kilayim, and that's why it's also according to Rabbi Akiva. But wanting kilayim in someone else's field is there's no Isser L'Kuli Alma, being according to the Aruch. That's b'chlal not the Isser of Mekayim Kilayim. It's only called Mekayim Kilayim when this kiyum gives it a level, connects me to the kilayim and makes me responsible for it. Somebody else's kilayim, which I have no right to go in and uproot it. So the fact that I want it, it doesn't make me oifer. But the sugi though is talking about when I'm working for a guy, and I'm working for a guy, so there's no problem with mekayim kilayim. Teretz says no, because when I work, if I'm working for someone and I'm doing an act of that promotes the growth of the kilayim, then it could be Yasser. And we kain kilayim, according to Bekivos Neschadish, that it is an Isser of Zoirea kilayim, even without the Maisa Zriya, even helping the kilayim, watching the kilayim, doing something to enhance the kilayim is also Asr. But it needs to be that it's related to me in some way. So there are two ways. One is, in my own field, it's Asr even without an act. The fact that I'm allowing it to happen, that's connecting me to the kilayim. Or in somebody else's field, if I'm helping him protect his kilayim and help his kilayim grow, that also connects me to the kilayim, even though it's on my kilayim. He says, I'm growing kilayim over here, can you help me build a fence? So no one should ruin my kilayim. So when I go build a fence for him, that's also called being mekayim kilayim. I'm doing something to promote the growth of his kilayim. So in your field, you're always over whether there's a mice or not. Just as a question, without a mice, do you get malchus? But in somebody else's field, which is what the Tesis is talking about at the end of the Tesis, going back to the Tesis talking about the sugya, when I'm working for the guy, when I'm working in the guy's field, I'm only over if I do a mice. That was the svar of Shuta by Tesis, and that's not at all related to the first half of the Tesis. There's another point here in the Maskan of the Gemara. The Maskan of the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, Gemara learns that we're going Lefi the Rabbanan, that hold the Mekayim Kilayim is no Isser. And we still have a raya to the Yisrael of Rav Nachman that Lamutei Tifla Adif, because we're talking about you worked for free. You're going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that there's an Isser of giving a guy a gift. But so we see that if Lamutei Tifla takes precedence over the Isser of giving a guy a gift, that's a raya that Lamutei Tifla Adif. So two points here about this maskana. First, both of them are brought up by Rabbi Kiviger and in Tshuva, Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet. First, Rabbi Kager asks that Lefi the Chachamim, there's no Isser being Mekayim Kilayim. So meaning I can go, in even my own field, I see Kilayim is growing. As long as I didn't plant it, I can want it to be there. And I can make a fence around it. I can go work for someone else and make fence around his Kilayim. No problem with Lefi Chachamim. The only Isser, according to them, is planting Kilayim. So in Gain, asks Rabbi Kager that according to the Chachamim, Kilayim is not called a Tifla. Where is the tifla? Kilayim is fine. You can have it around. No problem. Kilayim can be around, and we go weiter. Yai Nesech is a tifla. It's a problem in the existence of Yai Nesech. According to Rabbi Akiva, Kilayim is also called a tifla, even though there's a mitzvah to get rid of it, but you can't want to have it. There's an isser to do acts in order to promote its growth, in order to protect it. There's a problem with the existence of the kilayim. So something that we want that by getting rid of it, you're doing a good thing. But according to the Chachamim, where is the tifla bichal? The Torah doesn't ask you to be mekayim kilayim. This is the question of Rabbi Kiviger. So Pri Yitzchak, we mentioned before, and Chelek Aleph Siman Tazayin says that it's still considered a cheftz of Isser. Because it was grown by Isser, it's still called the cheftz of Isser. I'll just speak out also to mention that Tesis learns our sugya is talking about Kilei's Rayim, which is not even Asr Bahana, and not even Asr Bahachila. Kilei's Rayim, the whole Isser is to plant it. It's Asr to do the act of planting it. When it grows, it's Mutter. It still says the Pri Yitzchak, if the Torah urges me to plant them together, so it's called the Chefs of Isser. Maisa in the already Chavin to the Rashbam, and Sefer Kovitz brought down the Sefer Kovitz, she says Kamoy, the Lashon of the Rashbam is Tifla Ninu, Sharei Hikbir Kro. The Osram Mizriya. The Torah says that it's Osir to plant them. So that's called that there's a problem in the Chefza. And even though it doesn't create an Isra Achila, but it's a Tifla. It's a object which is not a good thing. The Pri Yitzchak brings that the Chayit is before in the Gemara and Chulin. Gemara there says a Klal, and of Kuf Yudal and Kuf Tezvav, Kol Shetiavti Lecha Harei Ubibal Toicha. Whenever the Torah asks you to do to bring about a certain object, it's also usher to eat it. So the Gemara asks that in Cain that Kilei Zroim should be usher. That Kilei Zroim that you're not allowed to plant them, they should be usher to eat because Kol Shet Yavti Reu Bal Toicha. The Gemara brings the pasuk as a chacha that it's Maisa Mutter to eat. But we see that when the Torah says that you can't do the act of making it, then that's already some problem in the object. Akhtikach the Gemara wants to learn out from that in Isra Achila. So even though there's actually no Isser Achila, but it stays that that it's called a tifla, it's called a problematic object, and that's why we could bring a raya that lamute tifla is adif. That's one issue of Rabbi Kiviger. Rabbi Kiviger, though, in the Tshuva there has another question. Kiviger says, and what's the Gemara's proof? The Gemara by us is proving that if we see that lamute tifla takes precedence over the Isser of Matnas Chinam, then Huadin, lamute tifla takes precedence over the Isser of Reitza Mikiyumai. Says Rabbi Kiviger, maybe that's not the pshat, why it's mutter to work for the guy for free. I mean, the Isser of Leitza Chanim is to give the guy a gift, a Matnas Chinam. Gave him a gift for free, meaning you're not getting anything out of the deal. All it is a gift. However, if you give a guy a gift and you have a hidden agenda in what you're in, why you're giving the guy this gift, you want to make, you're afraid that the guy is going to do something bad to you. So you give him a gift to pay him off, that he won't do anything bad. It's not called matnas chinam. You're really giving, you're working for yourself. You're not giving, you're not trying to be nice to him. You're trying to be good to yourself. Or other similar, this the Rishonim say similar heterim like this. When you're giving the guy a gift for Eva, so it's not called the matnas chinam bichlal. You just want to have goodwill between you and your next door neighbor. So it's not called you're giving him a gift for free. It's you want that your life should run smoothly. So you give him gifts here and there. So says Rabbi Kiviger, so it could be that the reason why it's mutter to be oikir kilayim with the guy is not because l'mute tifla takes precedence over matnas chinam. No, because it's l'mute tifla, so there, it's not called the matnas chinam bichlal. I'm not giving him a gift, and I'm just working for free because I'm and l'mute tifla is present over that iser. Because I want to get rid of the kilayim, which is an accomplishment in and of its own right, and it's gevalda gazach to be my tifla. So I want to get mitzvahs. So today the mitzvah of the day is getting rid of the guy's kilayim. So I'm not giving him gifts. I'm trying to get mitzvahs. Why is that called? It's not called a manas chinam bichlal. In the Gemara, it's muchach that it's called a matnas chinam, just lamutei tifla takes precedence. Says Rabbi Kiviger, l'chayr it's not a matnas chinam bichlal. So l'chayr, this is a little bit totally in how we understand the isser of matnas chinam. Is the isser of matnas chinam in that I can't give the guy a gift? And that's the issue. So then says Rabbi Kiviger, as long as I'm getting a revach out of it, then it's not called that I gave him a gift. Or no? That the isser, you said the isser of matnas chinam is that he can't get a gift. I can't allow that the goy should get gifts. It's a problem. So the goy, if the mitzvah, the goy doesn't care about my cheshbonus, what's good that for me I'm getting mitzvahs. The goy just knows that he got free work for the day. So the goy is very happy that he got a free worker. So the goy received a gift. Mitzidi, it wasn't a gift, but the goy received a gift. So Rav Moshe in Dibreis Moshe in Chulin Daf Dalet Oyischav Beis says this is said. That's the Isra of Matnas Chinam. He says Lafize, it's Miyoshev Rav Yeager's Kasha. And here it's called the Matnas Chinam because the guy is getting a gift, even though I have a reason why I want to give it to him. However, we find in the Ran in Gittin the side of Rav Yeager's question. When Rav Yeager asks his question on our sugya, he asks it based on the Ran. The Ran there goes in the famous Gemara that Rabbi Lezer was freed his eved in order to make a minion. There are 9 people, they're missing one, and an eved is not mitzarif for a minion. So Rabbi Lezer freed his eved, and now they had the 10th man for the minion. Even though there's an isser of la'olam behem tavaydu, when it's over an isser if you free your eved, whereas there's a mitzvah derabim shiny. That's, it's for the purpose of a mitzvah derabim that you'd have a tefillah b'tzibur, so it's mutter. So the Ran asks, why is this an inyan of having a tefillah b'tzibur? It's very chashuv. But why is that marche the isser of olam hem tavaydu? So the Ran, it says in Rechidosh, the Ran says, La'omra tayro la'olam hem tavaydu ela mishum shalo yitim lem matnas chinam. K'inyin shekosu b'nochrem lo'y sochani. K'im d'ika mitzvah la'am mishum chanina didhu ka'avid. Elu l'tzorech atzmai. The Ran says, Yisoid of the isser of yim shachar your eved is me'ein the din of lo'y sochani. You can't do it stamkach to free your eved. But here, it says the Ran, I'm not doing it because I want to free the eved, I'm doing it because I want a minion. So it's not called that I gave him a matnas chinam, and therefore it's mutter. So you see in the Ran, mamish, the question by us, and it's a leisechonim, the problem is, I'm giving a guy a gift for free, you're there, I'm freeing the eved for no purpose. But the purpose of a mitzvah makes it that it has a purpose, and therefore it's mutter. So Jacob asks, So what's the Gemara's raya that Lamutei Tifla is better than other Yisurim, like Leisa Chanim, and the male will natural to Biki Yumai? No, we hear it's not Leisa Chanim Bechlal. So the Chassam Sefer, in the Chedushim Ayas, also in Tshuva, Chelek Vav, Simin Pei Vav, says the Yisoid, also the Stipler, says the Yisoid on his own, and then he says he found this, that the Chassam Sefer says it, that there's no heter to say that as long as I have any reason to give the guy a gift, therefore it's mutter. It's not called a gift, because I have a reason. No, that's not always true. Really, if I'm giving the guy a gift, it's usr. And any kind of gift should be usr. Kanira, when I have a monetary gain from it, that's not bechlal, not called a gift. That's pashut like a sale. I'm giving him a gift today, that'll give me a gift tomorrow, that'll give me something else tomorrow. That's for sure like called a sale, and that's mutter. But if I have a ruchnistic reason why I'm giving him a gift, really it's an entire gift. No strings attached. Just, I'm a very good Jew. I want to get mitzvahs. So that's why I'm giving him a gift. It's not too pashut that that's mutter. Because really you're giving the guy a gift. And your reason of a mitzvah doesn't make it that it's not a gift. If there's no objective reason why that Lamutei Tifla is better than Matnas Chinam, then there's no heter for it, Bechlal. It's the Torah says don't give the guy a gift. So when we have to weigh these two things on the scale, you're giving the guy a gift and you're also getting a mitzvah. But the Torah says don't give the guy a gift. So your cheshbon of your mitzvahs is irrelevant because the Torah says don't give the guy a gift. But so stamkach we would it should be usher. The reason that it's much like the Gemara says is because the Mutei Tifla is better. Mutei Tifla is better than other Isurim, than Isur of Reitze B'Kiyumai, and Isur of Matnas Chinam. Once the Mutei Tifla has an objective Mailav, has an objective value over the Isur of Matnas Chinam, so then I say, so then this Matana is no longer called B'Chinam. It's not that I'm giving it to him Stam as I am giving him a gift. No, I'm giving him a gift for something which is much more important than that. I'm giving him a gift for gaining Lamutei Tifla. That is a tremendous mile over that. So in Cain, it's no longer called Manas Chinam. It's correct that in this case, it's not called Manas Chinam. Also what the Ran says there in Gittin. When I'm Mishachar my Eved because of Mitzvah the Rabbim to make a minion, so at the end of the day, I didn't do any Yitzhar Bechlal, the Ran says. Why? Because the Yitzhar is giving him a gift. And because Mitzvah the Rabbim has Chashivus over the Inyan of Laila Mehem Tavoidu, so that tells me that I wasn't bechlal over the Isser. It's not that it was matche the Isser. There's no Isser bechlal. Because it's not called I'm giving him stamkach. I'm giving him for much greater value. So then it pales in comparison, the Isser of Matnas Chinam, compared to this tremendous mitzvah of Mitzvah Derabim, or the mitzvah of Lemutei Tifla. So then I don't see that Isser bechlal. So then it's not called a gift bechlal. Because then I'm not giving him a gift. But if there is no objective value of Lamutei Tifla over another mitzvah, so stama mitzvah keneged manas chinam, you're not allowed to give the guy a gift. Because when they weigh on the scale, manas chinam weighs down. That's more important. So you can look at your cheshbonis and say that I'm not doing it for stamkach. The terrorist looks at that, no, that's called chinam. That's for no reason. That's not an important enough reason to give the guy a gift. So at the end of the day, the Gemara is gevaldik. The Gemara is saying that we see that Lamutei Tifla has chashivus, and it's more important than manas chinam. It's so important that it makes us bechal and matnas chinam over here, but linyan the question of reitze b'kiyumai, we see that when there are two things on the scale and the Mutei Tifla is on one side, Mutei Tifla weighs down keneged other inyanim like leisachanim and who are then the gavi reitze b'kiyumai. That's pshat they say in the Gemara gevaldika pshat in the Gemara. The next chelik of the Gemara has a suffix. Whether the mei yisuri anoa biyad goy, whether the mutter or not. If a goy sells his avodah zara and he gets money, so for Yisrael cannot use the money that he gets when he sells avodah zara. What's by a goy? The maskana of the Gemara is that it's mutter. The mei yisuri anoa biyad avikachavim, the mei avodah kachavim biyad avikachavim mutar. The Gemara brings a rai that it's mutter. So, Marner explains what it's sodimar, what's the reason that it should be mutter. So Taisa says, Taisa asks from Estavra, the makar that avodah zara asers the money is from vayisacherim kamayu. The pasuk is talking to Yisrael that you can't sell it, and there and in that pasuk it says the iser of the dam of avodah zara. So we see from over here from the whole Gemara really, we see that avodah zara is tefes dameo. It's not a mitzius that. anything which is given for the Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah automatically is chal and not chalipin. It has to do with the way that it's done. If this is a type of mekach that the Torah asked me from doing, to sell to the goy, to sell my Avodah Zarah, so in this type of mekach has the ability of being mechal the Isra of the Avodah Zarah. But Mashenkein, when a goy sells his Avodah Zarah, so in him wasn't said this pasuk, so it doesn't ask for me. It's not the just actual chalipin automatically becomes like it. It's the Maisa Mekach has the koyach to be mechavet. So tell you in which way that Maisa Mekach was made. So there's a question on this from this Gemara on the Shita of the Ramban and the Ran, at the end of the last Perek. They say in there in Daf Nun Testament Beis that a goy is also to be nene from Avodah Zarah. So it's true. I mean, it's not the direct question of the sugya. The sugya was dealing was. Is the din of Avodah Zarah Toydis Damea, was that said when a goy sells it or only when a yid sells it? Maskon is only when a yid sells it. But Lamaisa, the Ramban and the Ran hold that a goy can't be nana from Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Yisachirim Kamayu, the Isser of Hanob from Avodah Zarah was said not only on Yisrael but even on a goy. So Lamaisa, when the goy sells his Avodah Zarah and he gets the money, how is he allowed to use that money? Hare, a goy is not allowed to be nana from Avodah Zarah. But the fact that he's going to use this money right now, he's being nana from Avodah Zarah. So the Maisa, it's a big question. The Chassam Sefer in Shuvas Arachaim and Simon Kufyud Beis says that the Ramban says that it's Asr. Ramban only means that it's Asr to do the Maisa Mekach, to do the Maisa Mechira. That's what's Asr. But to use the money afterwards, that's not called being nana from Avodah Zarah. That we spoke about this in Daf Samech Beis. That because Avodah Zarah doesn't have damim, so what you get from it is not called the Dmei Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's not called that when I use that damim, I'm not getting hana from the Avodah Zarah. This is according to the Chassam Sefer, it's only to sell the Avodah Zarah. So the fees that's not share our sugya. Our sugya is dealing with using the money afterwards. There, it's bechana called that I'm being nena from the Avodah Zarah when I go use that money. So the only reason to answer was is the Avodah Zarah toifes damim. That the Gemara says that when a goy sells his Avodah Zarah, so it's not Toifes Dameh. That was the nidun of the sugya. But the Ramban was Mechadish and Daf Nun Tes was that the goy can't be nene from Avodah Zarah, therefore he can't sell his Avodah. It's also for him to do the act of selling it. But once he got the money, he's not allowed to use the money. That's what's more in our sugya. Another point is here the Gemara Nema Beis. Gemara brings the suffix of if a Ger Toishev can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Do we say that because he's a goy, therefore he could be mevatel? Or do we say no, that only someone that's oivid it could be mevatel it? Someone that's not oivid Avodah Zarah, like a Yisrael or a Ger Toishev, he cannot be mevatel it. And the maskan is that he cannot be mevatel it. The polach ma'avtil, the way polach loy ma'avtil. So it's clear from this Gemara that a Ger Toishev isn't just b'mikra, that he's not being oivid Avodah Zarah. If you have a goy that wants to be oivid, that right now is not being oivid Avodah Zarah, he still could be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Mar says in Amud Aleph that even a goy who's coming to be Megayer is able to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So we see that there's something unique about a Ger Toishev, that a Ger Toishev is different than a regular goy. A goy who's coming to be Mevatel, to be Megayer, until the minute that he's actually Megayer, he's still called a goy. An entire goy. Mashenkin, a Ger Toishev, he's a different person. He's an under a mensch. He's a goy that became different than the rest of the goy. And this type of person, he's called someone who's not Eved Avodah Zarah. So he has the ability to be mevatel. So we see this actually in many, many gemaras, in many dinim, that a ger toishev has a different dinim than a regular goy. If a ger toishev, the gemara says in Makis Daftes, that if a goy kills b'sheyig, then he gets killed. Mashenkin, if a ger toishev kills b'sheyig, he goes to goes. Ger toishev is even though he's not a Yisrael, but he's different than a regular goy. So in what makes... In what way this Ger Toishev different than a regular guy? So we see in the Gemara here that the Ger Toishev needs to be Mekabel. He's Kibel Alatzmai. The question of how much is he Mekabel on himself, not to be, one man Domer says not to be Avodah Zarah, or all Zion Mitzvahs, we Paskin, that he needs to be Mekabel all Zion Mitzvahs, but he needs to be Mekabel it on himself. The Gemara says in the top of the next Daf, in Daf Samechei, the Gemara says that he needs to be Mekabel in front of three Chaverim. He needs this Kabbalah to be done in front of three Jews, that he will not be Avodah Zarah. So in what way, what's this Kabbalah? Right? He's anyway mechuyev to keep the Zayin Mitzvahs. What's this Kabbalah do more than a regular guy? He's just saying he's going to do what he's supposed to do. So the Ran says the din of the Masechta Bayos, the Ran of Aleph and the Bez, Bedapi Arif, the Rimaschil Dinra. The Ran says, when the Rif quotes this Gemara that it goes in a Gertoshev at Simakabo in front of three Chadirim, the Ran says, the Avagav the Bnei Noyach and Musharin Shlo Lavadev at Izara, Bnei She'en and Izharin Bekach, Tzrich and Kabbalah. That the goyim are considered ovdei avodah zara. We call them ovdei kaychavim. That's the way the Chazal referred to a goy. Because the goyim are normally not nizar in the zayin mitzvahs and specifically in avodah zara. Therefore, a goy is called an ovdei avodah zara. In order for a ger toishav to make himself different than a regular goy, he needs some sort of kabbalah. He needs a kabbalah that he's going to act differently. He's going to act the way that he's supposed to act. By the goyim, the standard, the default, is that he's not even mekayim the zayin mitzvahs. A ger toishav that wants to be mekayim them, he can't just be mekayim them. He has to be mekabel on himself to be mekayim them. With that, he's saying that he's not acting like a regular goy. He's acting differently like a ger toishav. Also, the Ridvan Makis Daftes, on that sugya we mentioned, says that a goy needs to mekabel zayin mitzvahs. Until then, the Ridvan explains the goy is considered eino mitzuve. Because the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Ches says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the goyim were not mekayim the zayin mitzvahs, and he tzir lohem. And the Gemara says that they're not actually mutter, they're not allowed to be over them, but it means that they're called eino mitzuve ve'oisa. Because they're in a matzav of so commonly, so often breaking the zayin mitzvahs, so they're no longer called mitzuve in them to get schar for doing them. To be actually mitzuve ve'oisa, they don't have that milo. So that's the matzav of a standard goy. So if a goy wants to make himself different, that he's actually being mekayim the zayin mitzvahs, like the way they're supposed to be mekuyim, so he needs a specific kabbalah for that, and that makes him a mitzvah v'oisa. And that's what brings right from our Gemara that needs a mekabel b'fnei shleisha chaverim. We see that there's an inyan of you need dafka kabbalah in order to do that. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Ches, the Rambam also says the same idea, but the Rambam adds an knech. Not clear to me where the Rambam got this from. The Rambam in Perek Ches halacha yud. Ram says that goyim do not have to keep the mitzvahs, the tarag mitzvahs, but they have to keep the zayin mitzvahs. The chen tziva tzuva moishe rabbeinu mipi agvura loku ves kol baya oylam lekabel mitzvahs shenisavu b'nei noyach. Moishe was commanded mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu to force everyone in the world to be mekayim the mitzvahs that b'nei noyach were mitzvahs. The kol mi shelo yekabel yehorek. Anyone that's not mekabel the zayin mitzvahs is chayiv misa. The Rambam says, "I'm mekabel oisam who anikra ger toishav b'chol mokin." The Rambam goes further in the next halacha, in halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that in order to be called the ger toishav, he has to be mekabel them v'yasa yisam and nechetziva ben hakadosh baruch hu batoyra v'hidianu aydei Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei noach mikoydim itzavu bohen. That he's being mekayim the toyra the zayin mitzvahs. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzav him in the Torah. Eli Mason mivnei hechrei adas ein zegir toishav. Inu michasiri yom yisoyle melo michachomeya. So, it's fascinating thing. The goy is in the Kabbalah now zayin mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzav us in the Torah. Before the Torah was given, for sure, the goyim are mekayim zayin mitzvahs not because it says it in the Torah. Because they were mekabalit from Adam Rishon, from Noach. But now, Aydei Matan Torah changed and he has to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah. The Biskarov in the Sefer, in the last page, in a letter, Scrub says that you see in the Rambam that the din of the ger toishav changed ayidei matan Torah. It's not clear exactly where the Rambam got this from. In the Ran and the Ritva, we didn't see that. The Ran and the Ritva are saying that because the goyim were in a matzav of einu mitzuva v'oisa, to make himself into a mitzuva v'oisa, so you need a kabbalah. The kabbalah makes that now you're doing it not because you're einu mitzuva, you're doing it because you're mekabalah on yourself. But in the Rambam's word that that there was a tzivu and moisha to force everyone to keep them. And if you're not mekabalah, they're killed. And a goy is to do it because it says it in the Torah. And that the Rambam says. This kabbalah, though, is clear. And the Biskarov also speaks this out. This kabbalah, it's not like a gerus where a ger can't change his mind. A ger, that's a real ger, a ger tzedek. There's mekabalah all tarag mitzvahs. If he decides a week later that he wants to go back and become a goy, it's too late. He's already a yid. He can't go back. A ger toishav that it's a mekabel, he could go back. He's not supposed to. But it's not a kabbalah that actually changes him from now on. It's as long as he acts this way. Akoponim, we see here in our Gemara that that there's a that a ger toshav is a different type of goy, and therefore he cannot be mevatel avodah zarah. And it's chalai de kabbalah that makes him into a ger toshav. But lechayre no dinu vahim actually changed in his ki mitzvahs. He's mechuyev in his ay mitzvahs the way he always was. Bibshutai. However, there's a fascinating chiddush of the Prima Gadol. The Rama says in Kufnun Vav, in Arachayim, that goyim are not muzar on shituf. They'll be muzar on avodah zarah, but not on shituf. Prima Gadol, though, in Simin Shin Dalid, says that a ger toshav shekibel shelo lavoid is muzar on shituf. Meaning he's not allowed to be a Christian anymore. He has to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even in his kim mitzvahs of the Zion mitzvahs, he also changed certain dinim. That's a fascinating chiddush. It's brought down from the Panovich Rav, other nafkaminas, they wanted to say that a ger toshav changed, that changes in its form of key mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Nunvav that a goy is not muzar and gipuv and nishuk to avodah zarah, he can hug and kiss in avodah zarah. But a ger toshav is different, he can be avodah zarah bechlal. This chiddush, we want to also explain this, a very difficult Rashi in Yevamis. Rashi says that a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos, because Shabbos is like avodah zarah. It's a fascinating chiddush. Fascinating chiddush of Rashi, but it's only shaykh that something actually, this is all based on the fact that actually the dinim of the way the ger toshav is mekayim the mitzvah is changed. But from the Rishonim it doesn't seem that way. From the Rishonim it seems that the iker kabbalah of the ger toshav is not to actually change his dinim, but just to be mekayim his dinim. Right now he was mitzvah in the zayim mitzvahs, but he wasn't in a form of being mekayim it, in the state of being mekayim it. Aydei is kabbalah, now he makes himself as a mitzvah v'oisa to keep the zayim mitzvahs. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.